This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Okay. I realize explanations are due. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. As for what happened, yes, live tonight, Raven. Live tonight. As for what happened Thursday and Friday of last week, let's say logistical challenges, and then of course Friday was Friday the 13th, and I was trying to get some stuff done for this NRA meetup, because apparently some of you folks are going to be out there, and I want to make sure that I am out there in the right proper way for you, if that's why you're coming. And the thing is this. It's a logistical challenge, and then when you have automotive breakdowns and you sit on the side of the road for a long time while the roadside service doesn't show up, well, that adds to it, too. So it really just came down to not having enough time in those 2 days. Both days were time issues, and for that I apologize. Now, also, this I need to put out, Thursday and Friday of this week, it will definitely be rebroadcast because I will be in Louisville, Kentucky. I would do the show, except I can't do it live at the Expo Center. And I wouldn't have any sort of hookup anywhere but the Expo Center. I'm not going to have a hardwire hookup at a motel. So this coming Thursday and Friday, it will definitely be rebroadcast. Be aware of this. I'm going to be doing some, I'm going to be posting all kinds of video coming from the NRA meetup. Now, I've often thought about the two Americas. Yes, the two Americas. And let's look at what the liberals, you know, a lot of Democrats are convinced that the United States is entirely too free. And some of them really want to take their blue states and become their own country. Us normal people no longer meet their high moral standards with our insistence on believing in God and having a voice in our governance and our primitive desire not to have men working lurking in women's restrooms. And, of course, then there's guns. So I say let them go. Good riddance. We'll be able to pray and have our voices heard by government, even as we continue to embrace the anti-hashtag science concepts like chromosomes determining your sex plus guns. You liberals should take your blue state coastal enclaves and become the United States of Sweden. Look at that. Look at it. It happens once a show. No matter what I do, it happens once a show. So here are 11 principles to embrace once the blue states take off and leave us. I'm going to try to get through them in the time remaining. We must re-ratify the Constitution. And this time we have to actually mean it. That speaks for itself. We need to start over with the federal government. Department of Education? No, we don't need that one. That's a local function. Department of Commerce? How about leave the commerce to the business people? The NEA? You're kidding me, right? The departure of the blue states is a chance to shed the unwanted pounds and unsightly flab packed into what should be a lean, mean Uncle Sam after a century of gorging at the golden corral of progressivism. Number three, we expect everyone to pull his own weight and support his family. There will be a safety net for those people that are down on their luck. However, it will not be a hammock. Number four, charity is a duty, but it is not a mandate. When the government helps you, it steals a piece of your soul. When a neighbor lends a hand, that is soul craft for both of you. So we'll look out for our neighbors. We'll watch their children when the car breaks down. We'll give a kid who had a run-in with the law a chance at a job. We'll pool our money to help a deserving teen go to college. There will be no more government student loans that drown their recipients in debt to pay off their, you know, Marxist interpretive dance degrees. Many hands up, no hands out. Number five, we will embrace free enterprise, not crony capitalism. We need to strike down laws that protect entrenched business interests by keeping others from competing. In Tennessee, enterprising black American women are being barred from providing braiding service by obnoxious laws, which would make them spend thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours getting licensed to shampoo hair. Not kidding about that. Not in a free America, no. Number six, free trade is great, except when the other side gets all sort of advantages and our government does nothing, because that would upset some corporate donor's apple cart. The principle guiding our trade policy should be simple and clear. You can import whatever you want as long as we get identical terms back. Then if you beat an American company, well, that's on the American company. But if we beat yours, then we beat yours. Number seven, we will sell the blue states the necessities they don't want to make, which will be everything. The blue states elite is more concerned with posturing than productivity. States like New York are banning the fracking technology that could make America energy independent. In California, the pampered coastal elite have declared war on Central Valley farmers. They're closing nuclear and coal plants and outsourcing their energy production. After they secede, of course, it will only get worse, and we free Americans should pick up the slack, eagerly supplying the ravenous blue states with the food and the fuel and the power they won't dirty their hands creating themselves. Plus, this will give us leverage when the blue states predictably start accusing us of causing their self-inflicted poverty and misery. Number eight, let's prosper with a tax code that does not punish success and ensures everyone has skin in the game. Flat tax. Anybody? Number nine, we should also welcome the high-tech companies currently residing in the blue states. They will be eager to come once they see our lower taxes and greater prosperity. Of course, they do tend to be liberal, and there will be a lot of concern that allegedly neutral internet giants are actually trying to skew their products to support the left-wing cause. Number 10, freedom means freedom. The blue states will clamp down on dissent, which will become permanently unpatriotic the second the liberal secession is complete. We need to be clear, while we will happily ship back all true criminals to face justice, no one will ever be extradited from the United States to the blue states to face prosecution for any crime related to the exercise of free speech. Number 11, service earned citizenship speaks for itself. Speaks for itself. We'll welcome our blue brothers and sisters as they escape the failure of their own governments, but not into the voting booth. For anyone not a veteran, or the spouse of one, or a resident at the secession, you will need to earn the right to vote. Hold office or hold a government position of significant reasonability by volunteering for and completing 2 years of honorable military service. And that means, with allowances for the severely physically handicapped, carrying a gun, not some bogus puffball alternative service for rich kids handing out Kleenexes to delinquents while the poor kids hump rucks. If you haven't dug a foxhole and shivered through the night in one, you are too sufficiently invested in free America to have a say in its stewardship. We're not having a bunch of L.A. refugees show up and bring the stink of the blue model failure with them. You want to pick up a ballot? First, pick up a rifle. And as for a bonus, we will become North America's Switzerland with a rifleman or riflewoman behind every tree, thereby discouraging the blue states from getting frisky when they inevitably blame us and our soaring prosperity for their failure of the socialist system. We'll be right back.
connection between man and weapon. This is S3F Evolution. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. All that shooting you've been seeing me do, that's where that ammo comes from. We're right now in the middle of a moment. Socialism is having a moment. And I'm not just referring to the Bernie Sanders showing in the Democratic primaries. Various polls are showing that millennials have a more favorable view of socialism than of capitalism. And millennials generally are the only age group that views socialism more favorably than unfavorably. And I'm not surprised. Schools have been force-feeding the left-wing propaganda to kids like it was feed for geese at a foie gras factory. On the other hand, what are we to make of the fact that only a fraction of the young people who say they like socialism can explain it? They don't know what it is. If left-wing indoctrination is so effective at getting kids to like socialism, you would think they'd at least get the talking points down on what they, you know, profess for it to be. But this is a familiar tale regardless. Young people have a well-documented tendency of skipping facts and arguments and going straight for conclusions. The reason I'm talking about socialism is we're having the same kind of thing happen here in South Carolina with gun control. Right now, we have the Charleston loophole, which exists for the entire country for 3 days. But it's all about the information they don't get. Writing in the Federalist, Emily Akins and Joy Pullman note that many of these young people think socialism is federally mandated niceness. A 2014 Reason Roop survey asked millennials to define socialism. They had in mind a more generous safety net, more kindness, and as one put it, more being together. When asked if they agreed with the more technically accurate definition of socialism, government control of the economy, support dropped considerably, but not nearly enough. Given a choice between a government-managed economy and a free market economy, millennials overwhelmingly chose the latter. Seems young people realize that putting bureaucrats in charge of Uber isn't going to work very well for them. And still it boggles the mind that anyone can see the folly of having the government take over Amazon or Facebook, but be blind to the problems of having the government run health care. We should have known this already going in. We should have all said post office. More intriguing to me is the fact that kids who don't know what textbook socialism is actually have a better understanding of what drives socialism in the first place. Karl Marx was one of the worst things to ever happen to socialism, not just because he set the world on a path to the murder, oppression, and enslavement of millions upon millions of people. It was Marx and his folks who convinced the intellectual classes that socialism was a strictly scientific doctrine. For generations, economists, real and so-called, worked on the assumption that the economy could be run like a machine. Just as engineers had mastered the steam engine and the transistor, they could do likewise with supply and demand. For generations, intellectuals, real and so-called, argued that economics were best left to planners. Time and again, reality, and specifically the reality dictated by human desires, refused to be bent to neatly arrayed columns of numbers and well-stacked slips of paper. The philosopher-economist Friedrich Hayek long ago explained that planners suffer from what he called the knowledge problem. Even the best bureaucrat couldn't know what customers, suppliers, and managers on the ground wanted or needed. Each time they insisted that if they just had a little more power, a little bit more data, a few more resources, they could make planning work. When all you have is a hammer, you're inclined to believe that there's no problem a few more nails won't fix. Soviet Union and their, you know, the various cousins did much to discredit scientific socialism, what with all the killing and totalitarianism and stuff. The fact that it didn't seem to make people richer also undermined its appeal. Scientifically, people don't want to be bullied, oppressed, or impoverished. The unrealism of socialism spelled its undoing for a time. The dilemma is that there is a reality underneath the fraud of scientific socialism. The first socialists were not economists or technocrats. They were romantics and nostalgists. They loathed the relentless logic of the market and its reward of merit and efficiency as it was judged by the marketplace. They wanted to return to the imagined Eden of the noble savage and of the state of nature. They wanted to live in a world of tribal brotherhood and mutual love. Long before the math of scientific socialism, there were the emotions of socialism, both light and dark. Egalitarianism and envy. Young people, understandably, are drawn to the promise of being together. But they think that the federal government can make it happen. If they can't provide goods and services efficiently, how will they ever provide any sort of togetherness? Today's Ute looks to the government, and there's a lot of things, there's a lot of carrots on a stick for them. Bernie Sanders has been out there saying we should get rid of all the student debt, which, you know, that would be great for some students. Student debt is an albatross hanging around the necks of these kids. If they want to get out there and do something really good, like I would have loved, in hindsight, I don't know if my vision would have let me, but I would have loved to have been a doctor. But how much student debt do you have to take on, Dr. John, to be a doctor? How much student debt does that take? Couple $100,000, $250,000. That's if you're just a regular doctor. What if you want to be a specialist? So they go into, and now, of course, they're run by the government. Doctors are run by the government. They got bureaucrats telling them what to do. So all that on top of, and the saddest part is that they don't know what they're talking about. They're just repeating. They've seen the carrots on the sticks, and now they're just going to repeat a couple of key talking points, but they didn't pick them all up, and they're just sort of making it up as they go. I mean, you can go to some schools, and they can't tell you the difference between a man and a woman, which I thought that was the first thing you learned in college, especially during pledge week. Apparently, I'm wrong. Don't know the difference between a man and a woman. They've also been asked, what happens if a white guy wants to be an Asian woman? What do you do about that? Nobody can answer that. Nobody knows the answer to that. So, you know, okay. How do you expect them to pick out a political system as well if they can't answer those questions? We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio.
Yeah, this is Lock and Load.
The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Self-defense handgun ammunition is quite, it's like a fire extinguisher. When you need it, you really need it, and you need it to work right now, right then. And a discount fire extinguisher doesn't really, it's not really going to cut the mustard. You need a round that's going to perform best in your handgun and possess the qualities that you can count on. The shooting that I do for training, that you may have seen on video here recently, is the cheapest junk I can find, literally. The cheapest stuff I can find. Even with all of the work done on the agency pistols, I have not had a failure to fire yet. Haven't had a failure to feed yet. I haven't had a stovepipe yet, failure to extract. I haven't had to do anything except reload my magazines. So even the... And that's one of the beauties of the 9mm round. The training ammunition is very inexpensive, and it works pretty good. Now, on the other hand, I've got a interesting array of self-defense ammo. Some of it really high-end, some of it not quite so high-end. I load it with the like rounds, and I never shoot them.
not be, because I'm cheap, that's why. Because it's very expensive to shoot them. But you're going to need a round that's going to perform best because you're using a handgun. You need one that will neutralize a threat to life and limb. One that is accurate, one that's going to expand reliably and will penetrate enough, that's a very important word, enough, to quell a very dangerous situation, yet not over-penetrate and risk harming an unintended target. Not all handgun bullets are going to fit this bill. Here's a few that across the board seem to perform very well. The Federal Premium HST. It is felt that the HST reigns supreme. It's a jacket at the hollow point that opens up into a deadly-looking flower of expanded copper and lead. Their plant is in right there in Minnesota, where GCN is, Anoka, Minnesota. And all the time they're testing this stuff using blocks of raw ballistic gel, some gel covered in clothing, gel behind two pieces of sheetrock, and some clothing. The HST gives reliable expansion even through the gypsum and penetrated deep enough to take care of an attacker without sailing through the walls and risking the possibility of wounding or killing a loved one. These rounds that I'm describing are, none of these, I think, are frangible, like Corban's are, which, you know, I got some Corban Powerball, too. They now offer the Micro HST line of ammo, which is loaded to best serve the subcompact handguns that are so popular today. So you can get it in 380, 9mm, 40 caliber, and 45. The Hornady XTP. It's one of the toughest cup and core handgun rounds ever out there. It shoots very well in revolvers, like a Smith & Wesson Model 36 and 38 Special, or Ruger Blackhawk and 45 Colt. And the bullets hit very, very hard. The hollow point expands reliably upon impact, and the thick jacket and cantilever helps keep that round together. The XTP, which stands for Extreme Terminal Performance, also makes a great hunting round. But for a good choice in some of the smaller calibers, like 38 Special and 327 Federal, it's really hard to beat. The little snub-nose 38 will print the 158-grain XTPs much better than most people would think a gun with a 1 and 7/8 barrel could possibly do. Even at the low velocities, the XTP will give consistent expansion. On the opposite side of the point, the XTP Mag will withstand the highest impact velocities from the Magnum handgun cartridges. Available in cartridges from 25 auto through 500 Smith & Wesson. That's a pretty good range. Spear Gold Dot Personal Protection. Now, many people talk about Spear these days, what with all the new Burrits available. But just because there's a new product, that doesn't mean the old product is bad. Spear Gold Dot has an impeccable reputation and for good reason. Law enforcement and hunters and the self-defense community have long understood that the Gold Dot personal protection is a fantastic burret. And some of the modern updates have made an old classic even better. The jacket partially wraps around the meplat of the bullet, whatever the meplat is, allowing for a burret that is soft enough in the front to expand at low impact velocities, yet tough enough to hold together at distances measured in feet. Like the HST, the Spear has designed the personal protection short barrel version of the Gold Dot for use in subcompact automatics and short barreled revolvers. That same Model 36 likes those rounds as well. If law enforcement trusts this round, that's a pretty good endorsement. It comes in calibers from 25 caliber up to 45 for both revolvers and automatics. Then there is Federal Premium Guard Dog, which is a very clever design. Okay? I have to tip my hat to them. It incorporates all the best features of a hollow point round, but it feeds like a flat point burret. It is, the Guard Dog is at its heart a hollow point, but the hollow point is filled with a rubbery blue polymer, and the whole package is plated to give it one solid look. This results in a bullet that gives consistent and reliable expansion but doesn't overpenetrate. It also adds up to a bullet that performs like a hollow point but is perfectly compliant for those states that won't permit the use of hollow point ammunition, like, say, New Jersey. In testing of guard dog ammunition in the 45 ACP, it came very close to performing like the HST bullet from Federal with respect to the expanded diameter and its weight retention, as well as depth of penetration. Then if you want to use something like a 1911, this is a very accurate round to feed through a 1911, and it feeds like a dream. The guard dog, while newer than, say, Spear, is still a good round to go for. Then there's the cutting-edge handgun Raptor. And this is one of the a very radical design. They're on all copper hollow point. And like so many of the other monometal bullets, they are light for caliber, which equals to a higher velocity and a lower pressure while still maintaining a projectile the same length as the heavier lead core counterpart. And then there's the terminal performance. The handgun Raptor is designed with the skivvied hollow point, which breaks into four small blades upon impact. Sounds like the RIP. The blades cause massive trauma at the front end, while the remainder of the bullet stays at caliber dimension for an unprecedented sectional density among expanded bullets to deliver the necessary penetration. The cutting-edge PhD is out there in 9mm, 40 caliber, 45 ACP, and it feeds reliably, and it's given more than acceptable accuracy. And the cutting-edge bullets of today are lighter. They're lighter. The same physical dimensions front to back, side to side, but they don't weigh as much. So what you get out of this is a lighter projectile, and you get a corresponding lesser recoil, which allows a shooter to get back on target quicker between shots, which for somebody that trains the way I do with the cheap practice ammo, this is a good round for me. Because I like to shoot fast. So, if you have never heard of them, they're called cutting-edge bullets. Find what works best for you and your gun, and then carry it. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Saw this the other day. I can't even believe this is a story. George Zimmerman is selling, he's auctioning his Kel-Tec PF9 pistol, which is the gun that he used to stop and shoot and kill his drug-fueled attacker, Trayvon Martin. Now, the Martin supporters don't like it. They've been trying to sabotage the auction with fake accounts and astronomically high bids. Who's this coming from? I don't know who it's coming from. Anyway, bidding in an online auction for the pistol former Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman used to kill Trayvon Martin appeared to have been hijacked by fake accounts posting astronomically high bids. At one point early Friday, the bidding surpassed $65 million with a leading bidder using the screen name Racist McShootface. The site later showed that account had been deleted. Other screen names of bidders on the site included Donald Trump, Shaniqua Bonifa, and Tamir Rice, the name of a black 12-year-old who was shot and killed by Cleveland police in 2014 while playing with an airsoft pistol. The website for United Gun Group began hosting the auction Thursday for another website after another website, GunBroker.com, took down the auction, saying it wanted no part in the listing on our website or any of the publicity it is receiving. Hours later, United Gun Group tweeted that it would post Mr. Zimmerman's ad. The new link was posted along with a statement from Mr. Zimmerman. The site calls itself a social marketplace for the firearms community. Bidding on the 9mm Kel-Tec PF9 pistol began at $5,000. Critics called the auction for an insensitive
called the auction an insensitive move to profit from the slaying. First things first, I wouldn't buy a Kel-Tec PF9 pistol if my life depended on it. I don't care what it was done. There's some people out there thinking this is the gun that shot Liberty Valance, you know, quite honestly with you. Now, while I'm not going to get out there, I don't believe that George Zimmerman is profiting from being forced to defend his life from a drug-abusing illegal gun trafficker who tried to beat him to death. And if you believe that, you're a little delusional. His public life, his ability to go out, has been destroyed by racial justice activists and media outlets who decided to portray a crime victim as a villain. And a violent predator is a very innocent child. They hounded Zimmerman until he was forced into a show trial, and they continue to misrepresent the perfectly justified self-defense shooting of a felonious violent thug even today. I will say this. At that time when he had his gun taken from him, we did some, at Gun Owners of America when I was there, we did some looking to see if we could get him a gun to carry. And I was going to volunteer one of my guns for him to carry. And I called his lawyer's office, and he had offers of all kinds of support, financial, materially, I mean, all kinds of stuff. I don't know what he took. I don't know what he didn't take. Okay? So I don't know how badly he needs money. But he has, in my opinion, George Zimmerman has cracked under the intense media pressure and, you know, inexplicably put against him for refusing to die. He's had to deal with violent threats and attempts against his life. Despite all of that offer of support, he's probably deeply in debt due to his legal fees and appears to be suffering from PTSD as a result of this ongoing ordeal. He needs, well, it would have been good if he was a second call defense member. I'll say that for him. I may have a minority opinion, but I don't see a man attempting to profit from a bad situation. He is, in every sense of the word, a violent crime victim, and he was forced to take a life, which is a bad situation to be put in. Maybe he's trying to recoup some of the cost of defending himself in court for daring to live when attacked by a violent criminal. And maybe there would be those that might think he's trying to rebuild his life. USA Today is currently reporting the top apparently legitimate bid is presently $485,000. That's a lot of money in cash terms, but I mean, there's no amount of money that erases memories. It just doesn't happen. And he's going to carry that with him for the rest of his days. No matter what he may say, no matter what he may profess, he's going to carry that with him for the rest of his days. I don't know if it's good that he's trying to sell this guy. It's not something I would do. Okay? I would not. If I did it, I would try to do it privately. At the same time, I hear some of these politicians in other states out there saying this is a man who should be gone. He should have been sent to jail and put on death row for murdering this innocent child. And still they play the victim card. I don't know how those that are professional victims expect to ever move the chains on the sidelines. I know lots of people that don't live that way. They may just happen to be black. They're their own people. They don't listen to me. They don't listen to anybody. They listen to themselves. They listen to their own inner monologue. And that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it's supposed to be. And until they get that, you know, until they get that figured out, you know, there's going to be lots and lots of problems out there for all of these people that think they know certain answers. They don't. They don't know certain answers at all. But all that notwithstanding, he is not profiting. There's no way to profit from something like that. That's like saying that being... I've said many, many times, there is no closure. Okay? Let's say they had sent Zimmerman to jail. Are we to believe that the Martin family would be sitting around going, I feel peace. I feel fulfilled. I feel that justice has been served. Would they feel that way? Really feel that way? I've seen people say that, okay? I've seen people say that. That doesn't mean that you want any less that, and it all boils down to vengeance. They want vengeance. And even if you obtain vengeance, whether it's, you know, through the legal system or if it's by hand, when you're done, when you go home, that loved one, whether they were a thug or, you know, just an angel, they're still missing. They're still not coming back. There is no closure for that. There is no closure. And for them to get out there and say, well, you know, if we had this and if we had that and we had the other, there would be justice. He cries out for justice. Justice! So loud and yet so false. There is no closure. There's no closure for Zimmerman. There's no closure for the Martin family. And there certainly seems to be no closure at all for everybody who seems to keep maintaining that this is an incident. This was never stand your ground. This was just pure. It happens every day. It happens every day. All the time it happens every day. There's no days where it doesn't happen, where somebody defends themselves with a gun. It happens thousands of times a day. Sometimes they shoot, sometimes they don't, you know. Getting out there and this being the one is like Sandy Hook was the one. Sandy Hook was the one. With this one, they saw, well, we can do something about this pesky stand your ground law, which it was never a stand your ground case. Now, like Sandy Hook is a background check. There were background checks in Sandy Hook, yeah. Nancy Lanza took them. That didn't stop her son who snapped like a rubber band. That did not stop him from stealing them and killing her first. She died first. She went through the background check. She died first. Yet we must have more background checks. We just don't have enough background checks. We need more. We may not get more, but we will be back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot,
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time.
S3FSolutions.com.
In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.